This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With former prosecutor and guest Lori Gilbertson.
Brainwashing. How often does that take place? How easy is it to brainwash someone? That's what Kevin Franke is saying happened with Jody Hildebrandt and his wife, Ruby Franke. He just wanted to get back to his family. He would do anything he could to get his family back. And, well, in the way of doing that, he was taken advantage of. And he thinks it was brainwashing. That's his claim against Ruby and Jody, who, of course, have criminal prosecution against them now for child abuse. Joining me to discuss, Lori Gilbertson, former prosecutor. Lori, is this a valid argument? Is this someone who's speaking maybe a little bit too much that's almost incriminating themselves by saying brainwashing and maybe not just toxic codependence?
Oh, and where's the line, Tony? Yeah. Where's that line between the toxic codependence? When I started researching this a little bit and reading about it, I just kept just kind of sighing in disbelief the more and more I read. I mean, here's a guy, I think it was maybe 13 months or so that he hasn't seen his kids even by now.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, taking any accountability whatsoever for being a completely absent father in this case, and we haven't even gotten to what his, you know, wife and her business partner or whatever have been doing to abuse these children, brainwashing just doesn't seem to cut it for me.
Yeah.
It's a real mess. And obviously he's got some real issues, as does she. But I was surprised at brainwashing. I really was.
Yeah, I mean, what sort of
brainwashing for what?
Yeah, I get, you know, he was kind of going along with Ruby's idea on the YouTube channel, and she seemed to kind of be the alpha in this relationship, and this is how we're going to do things, and you're going to go along with it. And then eventually she found Jody Hildebrandt, decided to go over there, and told Kevin to, you know, scram. But what sort of accountability does he have in this? Because there are situations like this. Take the YouTube and all that out of the situation, and just, you know, a couple that separates. One decides to take the kids and they agree, I'm going to have the kids over here, you're going to be over here. And unfortunately, sometimes parents are cool with not being with their kids. That seemed to be what took place in this situation. But then the kids get abused. I guess you can make the argument that he had no idea that Ruby would be putting the kids into that sort of a situation. But again, he then also did not check up on his own children. Does that put him in some sort of a liability for not being a parent participating in the life of the child? There's no order separating him from the kids or anything of that nature.
Right. I mean, we're talking about that moral line versus legal responsibility.
Yeah.
And morally, you know, here she is on YouTube talking about these horrendous things that she thinks that she's doing to her children. I know you said kind of take it out of it, but, you know, I feel like we need to put it in a little bit because this was fully out there. He was a part of it. He knew all about it. So to then be absent for all of these months, to take no responsibility whatsoever for checking up on his children when, in fact, the neighbors were calling child services, people who were seeing the YouTube channel and were just appalled and afraid for these children and being protective of them were calling them. The police were being called. And all of this, you know, until, you know, we reach kind of the part where, you know, one of the kids escapes and that brings everything to a head. Mm-hmm. So morally, 100%, he needed to be taking responsibility. And legally, if they're, you know, I'm not familiar with the exact civil law would be there, mm-hmm. but it does seem to make sense that if there is not any kind of separation decree or divorce decree or parenting agreement there, then he is still responsible for those children, even if he's not there.
Yeah, because he essentially was making mm-hmm. the voluntary choice not to go participate mm-hmm. in the life. He just listened.
Right.
Okay, I won't come. But then what's happening with your kids?
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.